The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
You don't know this, but this is the magic of radio. We were actually not here last week.
That is true.
So
yes.
It was a quote-unquote best of,
that's
or what
right.
I call a sum of the program.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It was a sum of show.
It was sum
yes.
of. And I had to drop off my son. I helped him move. So that was a 3,200-mile mm-hmm. drive.
Yes.
And it's over. And I'm ecstatic that it's over.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to drop him off at school.
Yes.
Help him move.
Yes. You've done that before. Did you cry as much as you did the first time?
No.
Over
3,200 miles, you have a lot of emotions. I actually did the math on it while we were driving. Like, this is the same as if we got in Madrid, Spain,
yes.
and drove to Moscow, Russia. That's how far it was.
Okay.
Or starting in Minneapolis and driving to Mexico City.
That's a long drive.
It is a long drive. And I am just, I've been to so many truck stops. I bought a hat.
Okay.
That said Hemi on it, H-E-M-I.
Okay.
And my son said, what does that mean? I was like, I don't know, but I think it sounds... I looked it up. It's apparently some kind of engine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it wasn't all bad.
Yeah. By the fifth truck stop, you just start buying hats. You give in. They made a list here of things that people are going to miss going back to the workplace. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, stuff like, having can't just wear sweats.
Yeah.
You have to share a bathroom
right.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I know. But honestly, mm-hmm. it's better to be around people than not. It really is.
And you're saying that as an introvert.
As an introvert.
Yes.
Particularly for introverts.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say this is because work forces us to be around other people.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't necessarily know the on-ramp to being with other people outside of a shared project.
That's true.
So it's really...
Especially how we live. We don't live like they did in the past where there were communities.
Yeah, you're not integrated in a community life. It's a general rule.
Right.
So, and we start to go a little loopy, isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all of us. It's nobody's fault. It's just that's all of us. We need to be around people. We're made for that. Driving across the country last week, stopped in my rural Illinois stomping grounds.
Oh, how was that being back in the old hood?
It's cool.
Oh, really?
We did drive 20 miles out of the way, though, to get to... We don't have a ton of tourist options there.
Okay.
but we have the world's fastest vending machine.
Oh.
And so we went to it.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. It's so fast. I mean, literally, it's amazing. It's actually in, like, record books. But
okay.
It's at a lawnmower repair shop. So we went there.
Okay.
And you press, as soon as you press the button, the can comes out.
Yeah.
At the same exact time. So it's like, as soon as you touch it, you can't get your hand down there
mm-hmm.
before the can gets there.
Okay.
Yeah.
They've never been taken so long that I wish it was faster.
Look, we don't have a whole lot, all right? Where I'm from, we don't have much. I haven't figured out much, but I figured this out. If I'm going to have God in my life, I have to make space for him.
Hmm.
We're all so busy. You can talk to anybody about anything. What's going on? Busy, busy, busy. I'm busy. You're busy, busy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then, where's the space for God? And he's really patient. You can pick that up from biblical stories. Like, he will let us invite him in or not.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by making space, I mean literally like stopping everything down and concentrating on him. Or talking to him, being alone with him, even if it's just for a minute, a few times a day.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't happen because we can fill everything up. It doesn't happen unless we intentionally do it. So I just want to encourage you that way. He's really patient, and he could overwhelm us, but you know what? He never does. He could make it and barge his way in and silence everything for you, but he's waiting for us to do it. I don't know if you ever get frustrated with customer service at some places or anything, but one hotel my son stayed and I stayed at on our trip.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed for one night.
Okay.
In Iowa.
Yes.
And they charged me $92.
Okay.
Plus, they double charged me.
Okay.
And then they went ahead and charged me another $920.
Oh, okay.
So
How were the amenities?
It wasn't worth $920. It would seem like more of a $70 place.
Yeah,
with
taxes. Got it, yeah.
And then I called and I said, hey, I know that you guys charged me $920. And they were like, well, that's not us. I said, but it says it's from you.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'll look into it. And so the next day I checked to see if it was gone, and they charged me another $920. So after that, it was every day that went by. I stayed there one night, and they decided that was a permanent $920 a day subscription fee.
Oh, they should have told you.
So I called back the fourth day after being charged. It's like up to $3,000.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, hey, can you guys do something? She's like, well, sir, I would be mad about this, too. If I were you, I'd be really upset. I'm like, okay. I'm not. I'm just saying I would like you to stop charging me.
$920 every single day. If you could maybe stop. Okay, don't give me the money back. How about just stop charging?
At this point, if I checked my credit card tomorrow and you didn't charge me another $920, I'm cool. Fellowship Home Loans is one of our sponsors. Mike and Brian are really awesome, and we both have used them for our own mortgages and been ecstatic with it. So if you're interested at all, they're great to talk to. It's Mike and Brian, fellowshiphomeloans.com. I don't know if you ever think about this, but you know what's wild is how God lets us do stuff? I mean, I don't know how else to put it.
What do you mean?
Like the prodigal son story?
Yeah.
The father lets the guy walk away.
Yeah, he never says a word, actually.
Yeah, you'd think he would chase after him, like warning, shaking his finger. He doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a little bit scary, because then you're responsible for what you do. But he lets us do things, and we get to chart the course. And he could force us otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
He could make it happen so that we can't do this stuff, but then it wouldn't be love.
Yeah.
And I remember reading somebody say, like, he could force us to be honest. Like, every time we were about to tell a lie or something, mm-hmm. he would just lock up our jaw so we couldn't talk. But then he wouldn't have honest people to celebrate. Like, people mm-hmm. actually obeying him, actually mm-hmm. doing the stuff that he told us to do. Yeah, you know how dads are about Father's Day. Father's Day is coming up, by the way.
Yes.
We're always like, what do you want, Dad? I don't worry about it.
Nothing.
Anything. We're all low maintenance. So this year I say you go ahead and shower us with gifts, the likes of which you've never even thought about before.
That's what you want? That's what you...
Yeah, I'm just kind of feeling it.
For all fathers.
All dads. I'm kind of feeling it.
All right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Open the floodgates of gifts.
Let it rain. Make it rain.
Stock. Cash.
Sure.
Gift cards.
Of course.
Doja coin.
All of it.
Guess what?
What?
We Americans, according to a global survey, are the funniest people on the planet. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
We're number one. Second are people from Spain,
mm-hmm.
followed by Italians, Brazilians, French, Mexicans, and the British after that.
Oh.
And then last are the Germans. Which is...
I'm not. You go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's...
I'm not.
They know why. They do. They don't take... Like, they get it. Check it out. I was walking a couple days ago, found a random cemetery. Mm-hmm. I walked into the cemetery. I found the grave of Noah Webster.
Oh, wow.
Bam.
Webster.
The Noah Webster. Webster's Dictionary.
Sure, yeah.
Famous American lexicographer.
Lexicographer, absolutely.
Pretty pumped about that.
That's interesting.
Posted it on Twitter. Really mm-hmm. excited. Got two people maybe liked it. Nobody else cared, but...
But you're excited.
I was very excited. Wish I knew what the math was. Maybe we'll find out someday. Maybe there'll be a scoreboard at the end of our lives, and it'll say things that you worried about, and then things that came true in the percentage.
Hmm.
And I was thinking about that, just dropping our boy off at school. Like, he's all the things we've been worried about, he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you go through all of these permutations of worries when you're a parent. And you don't have to be a parent. Like, it could be about your own stuff, your own job, your own what if. And I don't know what the percentage of things that in the end you're like, yeah, I should have worried about that big time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I think it's really, really small. Really small. And then the things that do happen, we're promised. We don't have to fear it because he's going to be with us anyway. Hey, if you're new to the show, you should know that we do breaking animal news here. When animal news breaks out,
mm-hmm.
we'll actually break into our programming.
With the news that just broke out.
With the animal news that just broke out. And here's the story I want to relate to. Because generally, the news networks they're very human-centric.
That's true.
So we'll talk about animal news.
Okay.
Half of all American cats are too fat, says the headline. America has a fat cat epidemic. The new study from Virginia Maryland College of Veterinary Medicine finds 50% of the nation's kitties are overweight or obese. And I would like to just caution us before we start making jokes about it.
Okay.
To take a good...
look in the mirror.
That we as humans take a good hard look at ourselves before we approach
jokes.
Our cat it starts saying you need to be doing more stuff. We're just talking about stuff that we need to worry about versus stuff that actually happens.
Yeah, I have a friend who's worried about her job and seems to always be worried about her job, but she's had it for a while. And so I said to her, like, she's talking about, there was a pause, and I said, well, has God failed at some point? And she was like, no, I guess he hasn't. And I was like, you've survived what other people have not survived. Like, you're still standing.
Right.
At what point can we trust him?
That's a great way to put it. And it's that's another reason why it's really good to have friends.
That can remind you.
To say stuff like that to you. Like, come on. Hey, if you're going to road trip this summer, highly recommend the geography game. My son and I played this for 3.5 hours straight.
Well, that's
in the car.
That's a lot. Now, what is that again?
You name a place. It can be a river, city, country that starts with a certain letter.
Right.
And the next person names a place. What we did was the third letter of the thing you just said. We have to start with a place. So it starts off easy. You're like,
sure,
Alabama. Now you name something that starts with Arizona.
Okay.
But after hour one,
I
already said Alberta.
Yeah, right. It gets a little harder.
I already said this, I already said that. Yeah.
Right.
So literally it went, I started writing them down after a while. So with my son and I, now remember, he's a geography nerd to the max, intel officer, expert. So he said Ulaanbaatar, which I know, okay, that's the capital of Mongolia.
Of course, who wouldn't know that?
Like at this point, I need an A, so I said Angkor Wat.
Okay.
Which is a Cambodian site.
Yes.
And he knew that that started with a G, so he went with Gongji, China. So that put me at an N. I went with Nizhny Novgorod in Russia.
Of course.
It was fun.
Yeah, no, just listening to it, I'm just amazed.
I know. Yeah, everybody would have loved it if you were there.
For 3 hours.
We impressed each other, and I realize now nobody cares. But
the two of you did, and that's what
matters.
The idea
of having you in that car for 3.5 hours listening to that was a very amusing prospect to me. People can be pretty goofy. We know that, especially when it comes to spiritual stuff. Like, you can look and see horoscopes are going crazy right now. Crystals are going crazy right now. But it just shows you, again, people are just spiritual, and there's nothing we can do about that. People that say they're not spiritual, they are.
Looking for something transcendent.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have to connect to it somehow, some way. We may say no to God. We're going to say yes to something. True. We're incorrigibly spiritual. Everybody around you is. And I say that for two reasons. Number one, it's true. But number two, I had the word incorrigible as a vocabulary word in sixth grade.
I was incredibly impressed that you put it in there.
Yeah. And so I wanted to work it. Yeah. I wanted to work it in so that you would be like, hey, so incorrigible. And I remember.
And he connected it with spiritual.
Yeah. I got an A on that test. And that was in sixth grade. And I'm still real proud of myself. If you want to know what the cool people are doing right now, you turn to Sherry. Because if I would have done this, it would not have been cool. It'd be like, Brant, what are you doing? You're weird.
Well, people are definitely looking, though.
They are looking.
They are looking. I was
but
in the
But they
airport.
Mocked me, but you're doing this. Now, heads up, because this is eventually it'll make its way down to me and other people. But Sherry's wearing two different shoes.
Yes. Well, but they are the same, but different. They look very different.
One's black and one's white.
That is right. And I guess
your
that's...
right foot is black and your left foot is white.
It's called unity, Brant. Get used to it.
Yeah. Diversity in footwear.
I'm all
but this
about
is like
it.
An actual thing.
It is. My kids sent it to kids that used to be in my youth group. They sent it to the house as a birthday present. And I wasn't home. When I got home, I'm like, oh, and I pulled the one shoe out that's white. I was like, oh, those are nice. And then the next day I was going to leave and I pulled the other one out and it's jet black. And I was like, is this? Did they send me the wrong shoes?
And it is a trend.
I went to look it up, and that is the trend for this type of shoe.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm rocking it. What do you do?
I'm going to wait on it. As soon as I do it, it'll be like, hey, we're done doing that. Totally. I know what's coming. Saw something beautiful very recently. So I was dropping my son off in Connecticut at a med school. Mm-hmm. And we were walking together on a Sunday morning. And I saw people. It was very, like, the whole campus was just vacated. There was mm-hmm. nobody around. Mm-hmm. And I saw people walking that were, I mean, you would say that person's odd. They have something different about them mm-hmm. that would make them a little odd. Maybe it was, you could see there's some sort of disability or something yeah. that would make, would keep them out of the mainstream in some way or another. And mm-hmm. I don't know how else to put that.
Right.
But ultimately I found where they were walking mm-hmm. and of all places, it was a church. Huh. And I overheard somebody say at the church, like the greeters or whatever, like, he'll be here pretty soon. There he is. And mm-hmm. I could see this guy who was delighted, this older guy who mm-hmm. was limping mm-hmm. his way down the street. And he smiled because he realized he'd been recognized. Mm-hmm. And they were all, and this is a very post-Christian city
yeah.
that we're in. And I just thought that was really neat. I pointed it out to my son. I'm like, that's, I don't know what's going on in that particular church, but I like it and I'd like to go there.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.